them be cut out or burned out? You call that? Do you ever hear some kind of flesh?
No.
Do you ever hear plowed flesh or proud flesh?
No, I don't hear that.
And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings, that you could put on it.
Brown?
Yeah, it stings a lot.
We call it methylene, isn't it?
Or what did they use when you were small? It's brown medicine and it stings.
Iodine.
Huh?
Iodine.
Okay. And what's a real bitter medicine people used to take?
3/6.
Or what about a powder, real bitter powder?
Standback, VC?
No, they take it for fever. It's real bitter. You may not have had to take it.
Remember taking any powder for fever.
Did you ever hear quinine?
Quinine, yeah, I heard talk of quinine, yeah.
You never had to take that?
I don't heard talk of it. I don't remember taking that. I probably did, though.
And if someone got shot and didn't recover, you say the doctor did all he could, but still the man?
Died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
No.
What about a joking way of saying that?
A joking way? I don't know.
Did you ever hear kick?
Oh, yeah, kick the bucket, yeah.
And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery or graveyard.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, uh-huh.
And what they put the body in?
A casket.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
A box.
Okay. Did you ever hear Pinto?
No.
And when he died, everybody went to the
funeral wake.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in?
In moan.
What if they just lose control of themselves at the funeral? They're just crying and everything. You said they were really...
a sad funeral.
Did you ever say they were taking on or carrying on?
Oh. No, just the most sad feeling.
Uh-huh. What is it? Have you ever heard either taking on or carrying on?
No.
And say on an average sort of day if someone asks you how you were feeling, you say, oh, I'm
feeling fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got
arthritis.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
Rheumatism, I guess.
And a disease that children used to get, they'd choke up, they get blisters inside their throat, and they'd die from it.
Not chicken pox, mouth inside their throat.
What would children be vaccinated against now?
Smallpox, chicken pox, measles, all of it.
What about
diphtheria?
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow fever, yellow jaundice or something.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Your appendix.
You say you've had...
appendicitis.
And someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up. You say he had to...
vomit.
Any other ways of saying that?
Then you said throw up.
How does that sound?
It doesn't sound good now.
What really sounds bad to say? What's a real crude way of saying that?
Yeah, puke.